Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
This is a service of blessings. And so I just want to charge you along the lines of the blessings of God. Because it's important for you to understand what the blessing is and how it works. Good to see you, Brother Lucky. Glory to God. Psalm 37, verse 25. The psalmist was speaking. He said, I have been young. Now I am old. He said, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I was young, now I'm old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. You know, there are scriptures that when you find, they change your life forever. The psalmist was giving us an assurance here, not just of the blessings of God, especially for the righteous, but the impact that that blessing has. This scripture alone reveals to us that it's an error for a righteous person to be frustrated to the point of begging. I understand the place of warfare. But you know, scriptures like this gives us a platform to war and to take delivery of that which is ours. It's an abomination. It's an error for the righteous to be forsaken, for his children to bear. So the blessings of the righteous is not just for him. Is for his generation. He can't be forsaken. His children cannot beg for bread. This is God's plan for you and I. This is why Christianity is not just another religion. I tell you many times, there is religion in Christianity. And the religion in Christianity is called charity. Kindness to the poor. But Christianity principally is divinity expressed through humanity. The dimensions of God being placed on the scene through the human vessel is what Christianity is about. But you see, these possibilities cannot hold except as we begin to walk in the blessings. In Psalm 112, from verse 1 to 3, the Bible began to tell us of the efficacy of a blessed man. It says, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandment. It said, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. It said, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. In verse 3, it said, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and treasures. And he said, his righteousness endureth forever. So, when we talk about being part of God's family, the emphasis is not just holy living. Holy living is what defines who we are, because we have God's nature. So, we must of necessity live right. But you see, this nature brings us into an economy in God. And that economy is what we call the blessing. The moment God created man, that's what he gave him. Genesis 1, 26 to 28. He said, God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. He said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, and over the earth, and over everything that creepeth upon the face of the earth. He went to verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In his image created him. Male and female created he them. Verse 28. The first thing God did to the man he created was, and God blessed them. To show you, listen, you can't amount to anything without the blessing. The race is not to the swift, neither is the battle to the strong. So when you come into the earth realm, you are not created to function outside of the blessing. You can't amount to much without the blessing. This is why God bless humanity. And for those of us who are his righteous children, we are not just blessed. It becomes our right. So when we walk in the blessing, we are not surprised. Grateful, but not surprised. Because we cannot not be blessed. We are the blessed of God. We are the seed of the blessed. And so it's important for you to carry this consciousness, because you will contend with a lot of things as you go through life. Don't you know that even Satan blesses? In Proverbs 11:22, it said, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. That means it's not only God that blesses. Every spirit blesses. Because if they don't bless you, you can't draw from their realm. This is why blessings is not just money. It's every resource that provokes dominion. For God to say have dominion, he blessed them. And so for anybody to exercise dominion, he must be blessed. The only difference between God's blessings and the blessings of other spirits is that they have come with sorrow. The only one who blesses and adds no sorrow is God. And so you must understand the economy of the blessings of God. I summarize blessing as spiritual investments that empowers for dominion. If you check the word bless, in the Hebrew is the word barak, and it means to be empowered. So a blessed man is a man who is empowered to function in dominion. You ask great people the battles they fight. The reason we keep making impact is not because we are lucky. You try it. I tell people, there are over 8 billion people in the world. You are waiting for luck. When will your turn come? Even if individuals are given luck once in a day, do you know how many years it will take for 8 billion people to receive luck? Even if you live for that old or that long. This is why you must understand how the blessing works. The worst thing that will happen to you is to be blessed and not walk in its reality. Your spirit will be vexed. You are not supposed to be where you are, but you are there. And you don't know what to do about it. Please hear me. Tonight, somebody will rise by the force of the blessing. You think you are doing well? Wait until you walk in the blessing. You will be shocked what will happen to you. 4 weeks ago, a young man came here. He was indebted over 400 million. He's a supplier of grains. Many gave him money. He didn't know where the money was going to. Labor, like the Bible says, you toil night and day, only to wake up to the bread of sorrow. Whether the money was flying, he didn't know. And when he came here, I was led, come to the altar, be blessed. He left this place. In 14 days, he had transaction of over 500 million. I'm not telling you stories. If I call his name, he will spring to this altar. He said, I want to testify. I said, wait, the nation is volatile. When we call some figures, it's better you hide. So people don't go and start tracing you on social media and get your details and start locating you. You just make impact when the right time comes. You will be seen. So I know what I'm telling you like I know my name. The blessings of the Lord make it rich. But beyond riches, it empowers you for dominion. And God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion. I prophesy over someone. From this service, dominion will become your second name. Be fruitful. You know the beauty of blessings? You know, people don't have spiritual understanding. You see God doing something with some people, and you are saying, are they fasting? Are they praying? You go check who their grandfather is. Go check who their grandmother is. Some of the people who are walking in great dimensions of dominion today are just reaping from the blessings of their parents. Because when he blesses you, even your seed shall be mighty upon the earth. So if you don't receive the blessing, you are not doing yourself a disfavor. You are doing both yourself and your children a disfavor. Now, hear this. Because you have come to this service of blessings, you will not just be empowered. Your children and your children's children shall be mighty upon the earth. Sit down for a moment. The blessing is every divine investment that empowers a man for dominion. And if God blesses all of us, it means none of us should be small. You are not permitted to be small. I don't know what they told you before you came here, but by the authority of the word of God, I take the permission of being small from you in this service. He said, a little one shall be a thousand. A small one shall be a strong nation. He said, you are a city set upon a hill that cannot be hid. You are not permitted to be less than a thousand. You are not permitted to be less than a city. Now, in the name of Jesus, rise up to the glorious realm of life. The blessed man is a mystery. I was telling somebody yesterday, I said, if you touch a blessed man, you have blessed him. You know, when the Bible says all things work together for good, you don't know what it means. See what the Bible says. Anything stolen from you, it said the least you will receive is sevenfold. That means if the devil steals from you, it's an investment in your favor. That's what I'm saying. Now, for those of you that lost something this year, as you walk out of this service, begin to reap sevenfold return. They attack your reputation. They attack your business. They attack your family. They attack your resources. In the name of Jesus, step into sevenfold supply. And I need you to understand that sevenfold is the least in the kingdom. There's 30-fold. There's 60-fold. There's 100-fold. And there's 1,000-fold. Imagine what happens if God begins to replenish to the degree of 1,000-fold. That is somebody's inheritance tonight. If you are the one, your amen will be louder. Please sit for a moment. This is why, see, some of us walk with audacity. You can't touch me. And if you touch me, you just set me up for greatness. That's why when the devil is fighting us, we know it's an investment. You wait and see. They thought they've damaged your reputation. Then suddenly you rise up 10 times bigger. And they are wondering, what is going on? All things work together for good. We are the blessed of the Lord. That's why the Bible said, say unto the righteous, it is well with him. I say to you, it is well with you. That ministry can't die. It's eternal. That business cannot die. Did you read your Bible? Psalm 1, from verse 1 to 3. It said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I don't subscribe to the advice of men. Men can look at you and say, it's finished. That's not what the scripture says. Not delighted in the way of sinners. No, he's seated in the seat of the scornful. I don't have company with the unblessed. I live with the blessed. And what did he say? Verse 2. But his delight is on the law of the Lord. Like I'm saying now, You are celebrating because your delight is on the law of the Lord. I know circumstances are not working well, but your delight is on the law of the Lord. They say, although the fig tree might not blossom, the labor of the olive might fail. He said, but I don't know about you. I rejoice in the God of my salvation. For he causes my feet to walk in my high places. He has made my feet like hinds feet. I don't know about you. I delight in the law of the Lord. I delight in the law of the Lord. Can somebody give the Lord a shout tonight? My God.
Oh, carosa fatele kena. Zegerota fakira paragato. Zegezegezeya. Zehela baratua zevavavina taka. Zegetatoria barakata. Barakata, barakata. Somebody's destiny is turning around. Somebody's destiny is turning around.
Psalm 1 verse 2. Look at the scripture. See, sometimes when you are reading these scriptures, the thing will enter you. Makakarua. Mahila. I don't preach much on messages like this. They don't let me talk. It touches me too much. As I'm saying it, I'm prophesying to myself. I'm prophesying to my resources. I'm prophesying to my ministry. They charge me. He said his delight is on the law of the Lord. On this law doth he meditate day and night. What does he become like? He's like the tree planted by the rivers of living waters. He bringeth forth his fruit in his season. He bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth. Whatsoever. Whatsoever. Bekeleka tayana. Nothing spoils in my hand. Nothing dies in my hand. Whatsoever I do, it prospers. Ora, peketoria, katika, sapakatopa katoa, sheke, parotia, fevakatona. That person that told you, you will say a lie. I tell you it's a lie. I tell you it's a lie. Whatsoever you do. Company is grounded. You watch and see what happens next year. It will rise again. That's why I say, although a righteous man falls seven times, he will rise again. Our place is not on the ground. We are the head and the head only. Our path is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter. Look. In the name of Jesus. Do you know what it means to be planted by the rivers? It means your life has no season. There's no dry season. There's no rainy season. You are fully supplied at all times. That's why people come to you. They say things are bad. You don't know. The reason you are committed is because you are helping others out of it. You are planted by the rivers. Who told you trees that live by the river know what dry season is? And they say, whatsoever you do. I tell people, the reason I follow God is because I don't want to make mistakes. If I drop this mic and enter politics, you'll be shocked. If I drop this mic and enter business, you will be shocked. Whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. So some of us are careful not to prosper in the wrong thing. So our prayer is not, Lord, help us to prosper anymore. We prosper by default. I thought somebody got it. Come on, give the Lord a shout. My glory. I continue like this, I won't be able to teach. But hear me. This is the time to turn away from that affliction. There is something bigger than what you are going through. There is something bigger than what you are going through. Something bigger. The psalmist said, they looked at me and said, there's no hope for me. He said, but thou, O Lord. But thou, O Lord. You are a shield for me. You are my glory. The lifter up of my head. I'm not sustained by a man. I'm sustained by the God of heaven. A sister said something to me 2 weeks ago. I couldn't recover from it. She said, we have come here to set the order. I meditate on that word and I said, things don't happen to us. We make things happen. I'm trying to get into a higher consciousness of that rhema. We came to set the order. We determine how things happen. We shape outcomes. We manage the circumstance until it aligns with God's ordinance. That's who we are. Why do you think God left us on earth? Earth was chaotic. God established order. He now left and left us here. That means what I did in Genesis 1 verse 1 and 2, do now. Somebody will frame his word aright. They send sickness in, you will send it out. They send death in, you will send it out. They send failure in, you will send it out. They send poverty in, you will send it out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Let's get some understanding from scriptures. And lower a little. Let me lower the tempo. Let's get some understanding. So that we don't just get excited and lose the substance of the reality. This empowerment, this divine empowerment that brings dominion, operates in different types or different order. And there are four of the order in which blessings find expression. Number one is the spiritual realm. There are spiritual blessings or eternal blessings. So when we talk blessings, it's important for you to understand the dimensions in which blessings find expression. Because if you know it, you can now maximize all. The first order, or the first type, or the first dimension of blessings is spiritual blessings. Ephesians 1, verse 3. God is meticulous. He doesn't do things haphazardly. He knows every sphere of our existence, this empowerment. So he took time to bless us in all of those spheres. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all, not some. Because when he does it holistically. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places. If you go further, you will see him listing them out like the predestination. That means he chose us in him before we were born. So this thing began before you were born. You were numbered in the class of the gods before you were born. And that's not all. The adoption. So when you came into this world, he literally brought you into that family. And that's not all. As you go further, you will see that graces are delivered unto you in the likeness of salvation, righteousness. He gave you all of those things. The capacity to stand before him. It's a blessing. Because that's where reality begins from. That's why the Bible says, blessed is the man that God causes to approach him. I told you before, one of the ranking of angels is the fact that they stand with God. Gabriel said, I am Gabriel. I stand in God's presence. I bring you glad tidings. You doubt me? That means those of us who are in God's presence, you don't doubt us. You don't dishonor us. Otherwise, something can happen. So when the Bible said we were adopted, he gave us the right to become the sons of God. So God for us is not a being we are trying to build a relationship with. God is our Father. And if he is our Father, we are in his family. And if we are in his family, we have inheritance. He said, giving thanks to the Father. Ephesians 3 from verse 14 to 17. For this cause I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What has he done? Next verse. Of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. So we are part of the heavenly family. That's why I tell people, don't be conscious only of the earthlings. Oh, that person left me. I'm dying. Me? Even if everybody goes, give me 1 week. You will see a new company. Some of us are transgenerational agents. I tell you people, very soon I will leave here. You think I came to stay here for how long? I'm an apostle. If I raise somebody with capacity, I leave you here, walk out of here alone to another location. Give it time. An army will rise. I know what I carry. And it's not just me. Every one of you, you are connected to God. There is something eternal about you. Oh, that sister, she left. They left me. They've lost something. Because when you are here, you increase. Imagine, a job. I was here for 7 years. They just sacked me. They didn't sack you. They lost you. You check them out in 3 years. The grace you brought, the favor you brought, they won't enjoy it anymore. They were not wise to discern that what you did was beyond your job description. Glory to God. When they hear us talk like this, they say, are these proud people? We are not making a boast in ourselves. We are making a boast in the Lord. We are talking based on what the world says. You who talk from your strength, you are the proud man. I am part of God's family. Look at my boy smiling. If this man can't lack, is it the child of God that will lack? See how well his hair is combed. Check that shirt he's wearing. It was important. I make sure he wear the best. And the Bible said, your earthly parents as evil as they are. Do you know what? That means all I'm showing my son compared to God's love is evil. So you think what God does for you. I'm the child of the king. I'm the child of the ruler of the ends of the earth. I'm the child of the owner of the universe. Mediocrity is not in my realm. I go for the best. I am the top. I am on top only. Blessing. I stand before God. I have the life of God. I'm part of God's family. Everything that is his is mine. Look at the way the Bible puts it. I think that's Romans 8:17. It's almost scary. It says, if we are children, it says, then we are heirs. That should have been enough. But we are not just heirs. They say we are heirs of God. We are not just heirs of God. It says we are joint heirs with Christ. That means we are sharing with Christ. We are sharing inheritance with the creator of the earth. Because the world was made by the word of God. And the things which are were not made out of the things which do appear. So we are sharing with the creator of the world. That's why you have the life of Christ. You have the faith of Christ. You have the spirit of Christ. You have the anointing of Christ. You have the righteousness of Christ. Everything that was his is yours. Will the angels not be surprised if you are depressed? If they give you 10 million now, even if they insult you, can you be depressed? Imagine they gave you a check of 1 billion and they slap you. I'm not saying the person who gave you tried to dehumanize you now. Somebody gave you a check of 1 billion and then as you were going home, somebody looks at you and say, you are not well. Another one hit you. You look at them and say, it is well. It is well. You can't be offended. You are carrying too much to waste your time with somebody who don't know what you're carrying. You go with your frustration. I'm going to the bank to cash out something. There's an estate that needs to be built. Now, that is money. That's a mundane thing. Imagine who carries all of God. He said, Christ in you is the hope of glory. How can somebody insult you and you heard? Somebody gossip you, you heard. You don't know what you have. Sometimes they offend you. You go to report to God. When you come, the presence overwhelms you. You forget that you were offended. Spiritual blessing. Everything that Christ had, he shared with you. But that's not all. Because we don't live in the spirit realm. We live on earth. So God went further to give you mental blessings. In 1 Corinthians 2:16, it says you have the mind of Christ. It says so you judge all things. On the strength of that, it says we know more than our teachers. See, sometimes the people who call me and say, I was blessed. When I now say, oh, glory to God, and we are introducing ourselves. I was traveling 2 days ago to Newi to preach. And a man looked at me. He went back. When I saw him, I now started smiling to make it easy. Because he was being careful. He said, are you by any chance Apostle Michael? I said, let me be this one. He said, oh my God! Today is blessed. I was wondering why. He said, for meeting you. He said, you have changed my life. I said, oh, we give God thanks. He was carrying a shuttle bag with a short sleeve shirt and jean trousers with sneakers. I said, we give God glory just little by little. So he said, please, if you don't mind, I'm just coming from Saudi Arabia to see my mom. I've not been around for over 10 years. Can we just connect? When I heard Saudi Arabia, I said, that region needs some. If it's Saudi Arabia, yes. I now shook him. Who are you, sir? He now said, I am professor. For what? I am professor. Introduced himself. He's a professor of urology. That means he's a doctor and a professor doctor and a surgeon. He knows the weight of what I'm saying because he's a doctor. A doctor, a urologist, that's a specialist, and a professor and a surgeon. I changed your life. Me that got PhD yesterday. You got PhD before I even went to school. How did that change your life? The mind of Christ. That's what I'm saying. You know more than your teachers. When you talk, you speak with the tongue of the ancient. If even when you are in the wrong way, you will hear a voice behind you telling you, this is not the way to go. There is something that brings you to precision and accuracy. I prophesy over someone. From today, you shall be known by the spirit of wisdom. See, when I'm talking about the mind of Christ, I'm not just saying you know facts or you can remember things. I'm talking the excellency of wisdom. Wisdom that produces witty inventions. You know how wisdom introduced himself? He said, I am wisdom. I dwell with prudence and understanding. By me, kings reign. Princes decree justice. Nobles, all the rulers of the earth. So there's no ruler on earth that has not encountered wisdom. By me. So when God gives you an excellent mind, or blesses you in the mental realm, he makes you a ruler and a noble on the earth. That's why you can't be small. Now, I prophesy over you, everything that has removed greatness from you, it is uprooted now. Realm, in the mental realm, in the emotional realm. That's why things that kill other people can't kill you. They look at you, they say, how come you don't have high BP? There is an antidote. Because soulish blessing is not just mental, it is peace. It says, be anxious for nothing. Philippians 4, verse 6. By all things, as you engage God, he said, he brings something that garrisons your soul. So I'm talking peace. I'm talking rest on every side. That's what God does for us. You don't know the pressure we face. Sometimes you talk because God moves you to talk. Nothing is on ground yet. But you will not die of heart attack. My wife was speaking with me the other day. And she said, how do you get money? How come nothing moves you? I wish I know. But I don't know. Yet I'm not moved. At the 11th hour, where people should be panicking, we are having fun. I don't know how it must happen. If he has done knoweth not how the bones are formed in the womb of her that is with child. He says, so also knoweth not thou the ways of the spirit. Sometimes we announce a program. 3 days to the program. No money anywhere. It must happen. I told you a story 2 weeks ago. We are in a project. She's the one heading it, Dr. Chiamaka. We needed $150,000 in 24 hours. And I've invested that much already. The project manager called me. We are about to be put to shame. No way. There's no shame here. They looked up to him. Their faces were radiant. They were not ashamed. We can't be put to shame. In 24 hours, same people we spoke to before, suddenly pressure hit them. Stood up. The project is on cruise mode. I'm not a businessman, so I don't talk to you about those things. But don't be deceived. We know what you are doing. We do what you do. The reason we maintain stamina is because we are blessed. And that blessing is even in the soulish realm. Look at the scripture. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 3 to 5, 12 and 15. Look at what the Bible says. Even a whole nation can experience this. This is not for one man. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 3 to 5. Now, for a long season, Israel had been without a true God and without a teaching priest and without the law. So they didn't have instructors. See the impact. He said, but when they in their trouble did turn to God, the Lord their God of Israel, the Lord God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. See what they said in verse 12. Okay, wait, let's read this first. And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexation were upon all the inhabitants of the country. All the people were in trouble. All the people were pressured. All the people were under tension. Verse 12. Telling you how God blesses men. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their hearts and with all their souls. What happened? Verse 15. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with their heart and sought him with their whole heart. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. So he brings peace and he brings rest. See, there are many people who don't have the blessings of the soul. They are millionaires, they can't sleep. So you find them on all forms of alcohol. They drink dry gin. They drink all kinds of alcohol. Because they need to be in an intoxicated realm. That's the only time they can feel a bit of peace. Some people sleep in coffins. Some can't walk on the street. But you are blessed in the soul. So you don't just have advanced mentality. You have peace. You have rest. And when I say peace, even in trouble, you are surrounded by peace. That's a blessing. That's a dimension of divine blessing. But that's not all. There is also material blessing. I laugh at people that say God does not bless people materially. Listen, we don't focus on it. But that we don't focus on it does not mean it's not so. You were here on Saturday. The man preaching told us the first man God created, he started him off on a vacation. When God created Adam, was he only interested in his spirit and his soul? God created a garden and put him there. Everything he wanted was there. At what point did God change? They look at you and say, God, how can God not be interested in your material blessing? And God expects you to use your material resources to advance his kingdom. Just talking things. Proverbs 11:22. It said, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich. It maketh rich. And addeth no sorrow to it. And addeth no sorrow to it. And addeth no sorrow to it. Look at what Deuteronomy 8:17 and 18 says. And why am I saying this? So when we say be blessed, know the dimensions to attribute them. When you are blessed, you can start having encounters. It impacts your spirit. I've gone to people who carry God before. They laid hands on me. I went home and had encounters. There's a spiritual dimension to it. When we say you are blessed, it can advance your brain. You become wiser. It can bring you peace. So when we say be blessed, we are not only talking money. You need to know this. I've prayed for people before who were dullards. They went to school. At their academic career, academic life sprang up. That's what I'm saying. If you don't know how to appropriate it, you will lock down what God wants to do in your life because your mind can't give room to it. It is spiritual. It is mental. And trust me, in this world where we are, you need high intellect. You need peace. You need rest. If you don't think in this world, you'll be a slave. So when we talk soulish blessing, we are talking unending inspiration. Be driving and let wisdom to start a business hit you. That's what I'm saying. That's the blessing. You sleep, wake up, and wake up with a manual for a business, a model for a business. That's the blessing. It's not just coming to church and fasting and praying. How do you exercise dominion without your mind being upgraded? You should have business models that you have not even been able to start because there are too many. You should have intelligence in what you are doing, that you are so good that you are on high demand. It means you are blessed. Especially most of you who are students. You go to campuses today, most people think if you are on fire for God, you should fail exam. You go read Daniel and see what a blessed man looks like. 10 times better than his peers. That's what I'm talking about. And then, material blessings. He said, Deuteronomy 8:17. And thou say in thy heart, my power, my might, and hand have gotten me this wealth. He said, don't you dare talk like that. Verse 18. He said, you shall remember your Lord, the Lord your God. It is him that giveth thee power to get wealth. So God may not put money in your hand, but he will give you wisdom to create investments that bring money. God may not put money in your hand, but he can cause the lines to fall for you in pleasant places. So you make the right connections that bring money. People can go to bed, they can't sleep, they are thinking of you. And they want to support what you are doing. God may not put money in your hand, but he can give you capacity to create something that produces money. That's where material blessing comes from. I'm not telling you that you have money in your account now. It can happen. But I'm telling you that when God blesses you materially, he gives you empowerment to create structures and systems that brings resources. That's the blessed man. He said, tell them that are rich in this world, 1 Timothy 6:19, to be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God that giveth to every man. I think that's 2 Timothy 6:19. Check it for me. That giveth to every man liberally, that they may enjoy. Every man. So there is the place for material blessing. So when we say be blessed, expect your circumstances to change. When we say be blessed, expect your mind to be enhanced. When you read, you understand better than your colleagues. Inspirations come to you. You have peace, rest at all times. And when we say be blessed, expect to grow in spiritual things. And then there is relational blessing. When God blesses you, sometimes the way it manifests is in quality, covenant, and destiny relationships. It makes people who matter to want to relate with you. They excuse your youthfulness. They excuse your weaknesses. They just love you while you are growing. The Bible said, daily, men join themselves to David until his host became like the host of God. Do you know what it means to compare a mortal man to God? God, who is called Jehovah Sabaoth, the whole entourage of heaven follows him. He said, David, men joined themselves to him until his host. You have not seen anything. See, when God blesses you, I was talking to a sister, prayed with her, God shifted things. Some of the people she needed, she couldn't hire them. A lawyer came to her after reading his profile. You remember her? After reading his profile, the lady said, I can't pay you. She said, don't worry. Let me work with you. I believe in your vision. When it grows, you can pay me. And this guy was resigning from a job. Can you imagine? Does it make sense? You are doing something. People who are obviously bigger than you, that you should seek appointment to see, they are looking for you. When we needed venue in Abuja, I came from Makurdi with my humble background. If you have 1 million, you can rent a hall for 6 months. You are a big man. I came here. The first thing that hit me, house rent is 4 million. I said, what do you mean? Where I came from, if you have 400,000, you can get a good 3-bedroom flat. I was living in a duplex in Makurdi. I said, I don't want my wife to suffer. When I come back, I should rest. It was a huge money. Less than 1 million. I came here, I'm looking for a 4-bedroom flat. You say, for what? I say, am I buying it? They say, no, if it's buy, let's begin with 78 million. Meno hasefata. Bakoria eregano savakataela baruta hastis. You know, when you hear something, you speak in tongues first so that your spirit can chew on it. We were looking for a venue. I said, no, let's start with tent. I went somewhere. They said, well, that's the tent. We're about to erect it. Since you are the first person coming, we can give you. You are doing once a week. Don't worry. We are not even using the whole day. Well, our meeting is 3 to 8. They say, pay 36 million. I said, 30. You don't know what I'm saying. At the end of the day, it looked as if we will start under a tree. Sir, I walked into a man's office. My friend came to town. They wanted to do a meeting. And I said, okay, let me drive you. Let's go. I got into the office. The person they want to use this venue stood up from the chair. God, you are alive. I've looked for you for 2 years. Me? He forgot everything that we came for. He said, man of God, what are you doing? I said, God sent us here. He said, how can I be of service? I said, well, we are looking for venue. He said, wait. He called the Ecumenical Center. I was using there before. They know me. They gave me at an alarmingly discounted rate. Even that rate I didn't have. I'm telling you the dynamics of blessing. Do you understand? At an alarming discounted rate. Now, few days to the meeting, another friend calls me. A woman of God wants you to preach for her. Which day? Day of my inauguration. I say, I can't go. God said, go. When I checked, she was an elderly woman, so I confirmed that it was God. I went there, preached. Oh, we have never heard it like this. She got to the altar. Everybody, let's give to support this man. He's starting his work today. I didn't know. They gave me 14 million. I'm talking relational blessing. You know what relational blessings do? They can make a stranger become more relevant to you than your blood brother. Did you not read your Bible? Your sons and your daughters shall come from afar. Strangers shall stand to build your walls. You are planning your life with your uncle, your auntie that you know. God is planning with strangers. God is planning with men from afar. That's the blessing. When he said the lines fall unto you in pleasant places, he said the heart of the king is in the hand of God. He can move men across the earth to find you. Most of you don't know the excellency of the blessing. I have seen it. Most of the things we don't have the budget for, God raised men to represent those budgets. And they look at you, they say, don't worry. We will do it. Somebody told me 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago now, this is our year of great harvest. Satan fought everything. Stage that we bought, paid from China. Latest should arrive this country in February. Landed sometime in May. Shut down our whole crusade plan. Because stage didn't come, we couldn't buy sound. We now waited. When we wanted to buy sound around September, October, dollar tripled. So it defied our budget. We had to start empowering. We have what we call in-house evangelists. Give them 100,000, 150,000 every week. They go to win souls in the nooks and crannies. While I am traveling night and day to preach and win souls. And then 4 weeks ago, a man looked at me. He said, what's happening with that your crusade? I said, we are on it. He said, give me the budget for the whole sound. You don't know what I'm talking about. I prophesy to you, your sons and daughters, they will come from afar. Strangers will stand to build your walls. I said, strangers will stand to build your walls. Some of the battles you are fighting, you can't do anything about it. Then God raises somebody who can't sleep. And the person says, no, that man is a good man. You can't destroy that man. And he uses all his resources to fight for you. Sometimes you don't even have the opportunity to say thank you. That's relational blessing. I don't know who you need in your life for the next level. If God needs to move a prophet to locate you in another city, let the wind of the Spirit begin to move. Let the alignment order, the sequences of the Spirit be galvanized together so that help can find you. Let help find you. Let help reach you. In the name of Jesus. Let me shock you. Relational blessing is not just about men. Even animals can be put under pressure to help you. You don't know what I'm saying, though. Elijah declared that there will be no rain. God sent him to a brook. And every evening, the most stingy bird brings him food. So when we say relational blessing, is to cause the forces of nature to work in your favor. Now, in the name of Jesus, anything that must happen in your life to change your story by the anointing, I put the systems under pressure. Let them begin to happen now. Let them begin to happen now. In the name of Jesus. Most of you don't know why we tag this service. Service of blessings. If there's any time you need blessing, it's at the end of the year and the beginning of another year. Go read your Bible. This is when kings go to war. Because the elements of creation align themselves as an advantage for men who have understanding. Most of you, all the decisions you make for a whole year, is it not during the transition between old year to new year you make them? Satan attacks men at those times to make the wrong decision. The battle most of you fought in 2024 began from the end of 2023. And some people are already making expensive mistakes that will cause half of 2025 to be wasted solving problems. I prophesy over you, by the blessing you will not make that mistake. I say by the blessing you will not make that mistake. Arrogance will make you make that mistake. Foolishness will make you make that mistake. Every deployment of the Spirit that will position you aright, let it rest upon you now. Relational blessing. Every one of us needs somebody. Even Jesus needed 12 disciples. You joke, you are finished. This is how God blesses men. He blesses you with men. And may God help you to discern your blessing. Please sit down for a moment. Let me round up. I can't go further. Oh! I have a long message, but I can't go further. It has truly become a charge. I'll just list what I have. God will give you understanding. Realms of blessings. Number one, personal blessings. Personal blessings. Psalm 1 verse 1 and 2 and 3. Blessed is the man. So there are blessings that are for individuals. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor is seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is on the law of the Lord. On this law doth he meditate day and night. He is like the tree planted by the rivers. So this is the first realm of blessing. See, there are people who are so blessed, but they don't have capacity to help others. So you live around them,
They are doing well. They are good, but they can't help you. Every time you see them rising, they can't help you. Even when they want to, they can't. Because their blessing has a jurisdiction. Only them. It's called personal blessing. But that's not only how God blesses people. See, I'm listing this thing so you know what to fight for. Because it's not enough for you to be blessed. There is such a thing called corporate blessing. There are men that don't just carry personal blessings. They carry corporate. That's why you need to discern men. We have a problem. Arrogance have killed a lot of people. Hope you read about Lot. Lot was blessed because of Abraham. He didn't have personal blessings. He enjoyed corporate blessing. As he was around Abraham, his cattle were growing. And he foolishly thought they were colleagues. Yeah, let's go separate ways. Who are you? You know, people destroy themselves out of foolishness. What have you achieved on your own before? How many encounters do you have? You just see arrogance and foolishness. How many persons have come to you and said, because of you I'm blessed? You are who you are because of that company. So if you are wise, you discern it. And the man walked away. A man who left with uncountable cattle escaped with two of his daughters. I'm talking corporate blessing. Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them. And God blessed them. So whether spiritual, material, mental, sometimes you are blessed because of the company. You check out most of our people here. People collect crutches here. It's casual here now. Because it's a corporate blessing. That's what I'm telling you. People enjoy speed. It's a corporate blessing. So when God blesses you as an individual, that's not enough. Press for more. There's also corporate blessing. So that because of you, those around you, their lives will change. So the second realm of blessing is corporate blessing. And few carry it. And you are one of them. I say you are one of them. In the name of Jesus. It says 400 broken and battered men came to David in Cave Adullam. You go read their end. They became the mighty men of David. Because there was something in the circumference. Even David knew, although I'm blessed with military might, I'm blessed with the psalmist anointing, I'm blessed with many anointing, but there's an anointing that defends. I don't have it yet. When Saul wanted to kill him, he ran to Samuel in Nayoth Ramah. The moment you enter that space, anything or Samuel rests on you. And Saul came, he fell down, prophesied naked, because a carrier of corporate blessing was there. Now, hear this, you will not just be blessed personally, you step into the realm of corporate blessings. Jesus carried it. When they wanted to kill him, they couldn't distinguish him. Him and the disciples look alike. Everybody became like him. You are not great until you have corporate blessing. When those around you too become mighty. When those around you too become great. No competition. It's just God working. It's just God doing his thing. Number three. Territorial blessing. There are certain places if you enter. If you don't carry certain levels of ranking, you will sink. That's why believers, we don't just move carelessly. We are led. There are lands that swallow people. And you will find it in the Bible. Genesis 3:17. It said the earth is cursed because of you. So there are territories that are cursed. But Exodus 3:7-8. I take you to a land flowing with milk and honey. So there are places that occasion blessings. This is why when God begins to bless you, he insists that your steps are ordered. He said the step of the righteous is ordered by the Lord. Hear me. You will not go to a land that will swallow you. You will not make mistake as touching your sojourn on the face of the earth. You are personally blessed. You carry corporate blessing. And anywhere you enter is also blessed. And finally, there is national blessing. Every nation has a blessing that God allocated to it. That's why I say if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. You will not find yourself in a nation where the heritage of that land is taken from you. Nations carry their blessings. There are nations that bring freedom. There are nations that create opportunity for wealth. There are nations that bring defense. Different nations have different inheritances. Psalm 33 verse 12. They are national blessings. Israel has its own blessing. It says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So there are nations that carry blessings. Nigeria has its own blessing. Forget the corruption. There are people tapping into blessings in this land. So when God blesses you, to enjoy the blessings of a nation, he gives you an advantage in that nation. It can be through influence. It can be through wisdom. It can be through a value that that nation requires. But it will plug you into the blessings of that land. In the name of Jesus the Lord, any nation of the earth where you find yourself, whatever is happening there, bypass it and enter the blessings of that land. I say, bypass all the calamities. Enter the blessings of that land. In the name of Jesus. As I round up, very quickly, channels of accessing the blessing. Don't miss me here. You may not understand the teaching, but experience the reality. And for you to experience the reality, you must understand the channels. I tell people all the time, spiritual things have protocols. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, if he according as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, he said, but accessing it is through the knowledge. So there's a protocol for unlocking it. The problem with most believers is that they know what God has given them, but they don't know how to access it. So pay attention. Catch one, catch two, catch three. By all means, lay hold on something so that you are plugged to the blessing. What are the channels for accessing divine blessing? Number one, the word. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3. I've quoted it already today. It says, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and delighted greatly in his commandments. So anybody who delights in the word cannot not be blessed. Blessed is the man. He has not done anything, but he is blessed for delighting in his commandment. You don't know why people like David keep singing how he loves the word of God. They are his daily meditations. He says in the day, in the night, when he lies on his bed, he's meditating on the word. He knows what he's doing. A man who delights in his commandment is blessed. In case you don't know that type of blessing, he now shows you in verse 2. He said, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright is blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. His righteousness endureth forever. So people who delight in the word, this is the kind of blessings they enjoy. Their seed are mighty. Their generation is blessed. Wealth and riches is in their house. Their righteousness endureth forever. So you want blessings? Connect to the word. The Bible said, in the beginning, John 1 verse 1, was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of man. So anybody who catches the word cannot not walk in the light. He must be blessed. He must be blessed. He must be blessed.
Psalm 1 verse 2 said, but his delight is on the law of the Lord. On this law, he meditates day and night. He is like the tree planted by the rivers of living waters. I tell you why most of us are blessed, but we are not walking in it. We have not plugged to the channels. As Christians, they know nothing about the world. I think the Bible said somewhere. What do you mean by that? You want to be blessed, you must have acute knowledge. It says, until I come. 1 Timothy 4:13 and 15. Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. It says, give thyself wholly to these things. Then your profiting is made manifest to all. First channel for walking in the blessing is the word. Get it for yourself. See the one that blew me up. Job 22 from verse 22 to 24. Don't joke with the world. Study it for yourself. Don't depend on the pastor only. He said, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. He said, I lay up his word in thy heart. Then see the impact. Verse 23. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. And thou shalt put away iniquity from thy tabernacles. So the word is what helps you to rid yourself of iniquity. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brook. Imagine the realm of abundance that a man has gold as dust. That's the blessing. You are not just blessed spiritually, blessed mentally, blessed materially, blessed relationally. That's why you don't joke with the word of God. In James 1 verse 25, it says, if you look at the perfect law of liberty and continue, it says, you are you, that man, he shall be blessed. The first way to plug into divine blessing is by doing business with the word. The second way to plug into divine blessing is by hearkening to instructions. Any authority that God appoints over you, from the word to men or to the spirits that God connects you with. Joke with instructions, you are finished. Proverbs 21:16. He that wandereth from instruction shall dwell in the congregation of the dead. Him that wandereth. One of the ways Satan fights people who think they are spiritual is through arrogance. Nobody can talk to them. Instruct them, they are offended. And you turn away at your peril. I tell people who work with me, some of us are too busy. If I have time to give you personal instruction or to rebuke you, it's for two reasons. Number one, I love you. Number two, I believe in your future. I'm too busy. What I say here, catch it. There are few people who can catch me in a year. So if I have time to sit with you, to notice and give you an instruction, and even do it passionately, know that I believe in you. We don't have that luxury of time. Ask my wife, she will tell you. Too busy to waste. I was listening to Bishop David Oedipo, and he said, no human being on earth can catch me for 1 hour. He said, ask my wife, she will tell you. She has not sat with me for 1 hour this year. Don't do it though. Before you end in divorce. There are realms that are caught. You have not caught it. But he gives you an eye. So when such a man calls you down and he notices your life enough to talk to you, him that wanders from instruction, he said he shall dwell in the congregation of the dead. Those of you who are young here, take caution. You have not achieved anything, but you are like a peacock, driving, pursuing titles and positions. What dimension of God do you have? How much of your generation has been entrusted to you? Take caution if you want to walk in the blessing. Those of us who learned these things early, we embrace instruction like honey. That's why I keep quoting my mentors after 15 years. Because when they spoke to me, I took it to heart.
I wasn't just nodding. I was receiving and patterning my life. Have you heard me preach here before? And I don't quote one or two mentors. Because we survive by instruction. Many can't walk in the blessing because nobody can talk to them. In Hebrews 13, verse 7 and 17, see what the Bible says. It says, remember them that have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation or lifestyle. Verse 17, it says, obey them that have rule over you. Submit yourself. It says, for they watch over your soul. What we are talking about here is beyond, go and watch this. It's something that positions your soul for greatness. You want to be blessed? Any authority that God gives you conviction, listen, I'm not advocating for human worship. But so long as it's within the context of scriptures, don't joke with it. If you wander from instruction, you are not far from the grave. In Job 36:11, it says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their years in prosperity and their days in pleasure. How do you connect to the blessing? Number three, through virtues. Find blessed men. They are carriers of virtues. If you don't have virtue, God will be the one to resist you. Have you not read your Bible? He resisted the proud. He giveth more grace to the humble. Build compassion. Build meekness. Build love. Build patience. They are channels to the blessing. Let me show you meekness, for instance. One of the powerful virtues that compels blessings. Matthew 5, verse 5. It said, the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. It's not everything that answers to prayer and fasting. Pray, fast. Don't have virtue. Watch the way you will struggle in life. Sometimes it's not Satan that will fight you. God will resist you. I'm telling you why. There's so much available to us, yet we accept so little. In Psalm 147 verse 6, it said, the Lord lifted up the meek, but he casted the wicked down to the ground. Psalm 149 verse 4, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Why do you think people like Moses were great? Numbers 12 verse 3 said, he was the meekest of all men that walk on earth. He was the meekest. It brought him into extraordinary dimension of blessing. Even Jesus speaking in Matthew 11:29, he said, take my yoke upon you. He said, for I am meek and lowly at heart. Then you will find rest. You can't walk into the blessing without virtue. Build virtue deliberately, so that you don't end up blaming church and angry with pastor. We were there serving. After serving, at the end of the day, nothing happened. Who are you? Did you learn what you were taught? It says, search ye out of the book of the law and read. None of these things will fail. It said, the mouth of the Lord spoke it, his spirit gathers it. Gathered it. These things don't fail. If it's not working, it means you didn't apply it. Now, in the name of Jesus, everything inside you that resists instruction or violates virtue and is planning to take you down, they are uprooted now. See, before this year ends, you must see a tangible blessing. And as you step into next year, it will be from one blessing to another. From one blessing to another. In the name of Jesus. In 1 Timothy 6:11, it says, but thou, O man of God, it says, flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience and meekness. Oh, man of God. He said, pursue these things. Pursue these things. Because Psalm 22:26 said, the meek shall be satisfied with all good things. The blessing is not magic. It's a spiritual reality that has well-defined protocols. Sit on the word, you'll be blessed. Embrace instructions, you'll be blessed. Sustain virtue, you will be blessed. And it doesn't stop there. Principles, if you want to be blessed, you must adhere to principles. Look at one principle, for instance, Genesis 8:22. The principle of seed time and harvest. He said, why the earth remaineth. So this is something that will hold sway forever and ever. He said, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Principles. But these are the things that occasions blessings. Because if you read verse 20, it says, when God perceived Noah's offering, God blessed him. But what was the channel for that blessing? Principles. One of which is seed time and harvest. Paul reiterated it. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6. He said, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. He said, for God is able to make all grace abound, that you, having all sufficiency in all things, might abound unto good works. Now, hear this. Seed time and harvest is not just about giving financial seeds. I know they have emphasized this thing until we have abused it. But seed time and harvest is a simple law of nature. If you don't produce value, don't expect return. So it's not just about, oh, I gave a seed of 1 million naira. That's not all. Giving seed is included, but the principle is broader. So if you want to be blessed, sir, you must build value and add something to your creation. Add something to your context. Add something to your nature. Then you will be blessed. I was reading on the news 2 days ago. I heard that between, and I'm not saying become like this person, I'm just showing you the universality of it. Of course, you know, the Bible says God is the God of all flesh. So both those of us who are righteous and the unrighteous, we are all God's children. So universal principle covers all of us. From 5th November to 4 or 5 days ago, I heard that Elon Musk made $136 billion. Can you imagine that? Now, all they know is the material dimension of blessing. Remember, we spoke about spiritual dimension. But I'm just giving you an instance how powerful seed time and harvest is. It's not just sowing seed on the altar. It came from one of his company called SpaceX. The more value you provide, the bigger you become. His net worth is now $442 billion. He's richer than, his money is bigger than the GDP of 150 countries. So when God says, you are bigger than many nations and you shall not borrow, he's also telling you, I've given you the capacity to be productive. So when we say seed time and harvest, in summary, we are talking productivity. That's why when God blesses you, he gives you wisdom. He gives you inspiration. He gives you capacity to invent. Most of you who are in this service, you will receive inspiration to start a business. You will receive wisdom to invent something. These are channels of the blessing. And I'm not just talking material blessing. And I'm not saying Elon Musk should be your example. But I'm saying that if you are relevant through productivity, God, you will see God's blessings. Some
Sometimes we become too religious in explaining spiritual truths, and we negate the universal dimensions of this truth. Even if you are a pastor, you don't have value, you will die. Do you know how many pastors preach 7 times in a week? But they are saying nothing. Sit with them for 2 hours. You can't pick anything. And they are praying, Lord, bless us. You don't have value. So it's not about being a prophet. What value do you have? It's not about being an usher in church. What value do you have? In the name of Jesus, the blessing that brings value, the blessing that brings relevance, let it rest upon you now. Be blessed in the spirit. Be blessed in the soul. Be blessed in materials. Be blessed in relationships. In the name of Jesus. Finally, as I round up, prophetic words. Prophetic words from relevant authorities, like prophets, like priests, like parents. The year is coming to an end. Go and look for your father and mother. Do something to make them happy. Let them pray for you. When we finish blessing you here, we are not the only authority over your life. Some of you are here. You insulted your mother from January to December. And you come to church. You are mopping the floor with your knee. You will become a camel. Hypocrite. Pastor call you. You bring water. You lie down to give water. But your father, you look at you and say, get out. You will die. He say, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long. This is the first commandment with a blessing. If you can't honor your father and mother, your honor to your man of God is hypocrisy or is ignorance. So any authority over you can confer blessing through prophetic word. Numbers 6, 23, 24. It says, when you bless the children of Israel, bless them in this wise. The Lord bless you. Verse 24. And keep you. Verse 25. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. Verse 27. This is how God blesses. Lift up his countenance over you and give you peace. Now hear this. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance over you. The Lord be gracious unto you. In the name of Jesus, none of your steps shall slide. You shall never be at the mercy of a man. Your horn is exalted as the horn of the unicorn. Every battle designed to shut you down, by the blessing, come out. In the name of Jesus, the Lord enlarge your course. The Lord enlarge your capacity. You're going out and coming in is blessed. In the morning be blessed. In the afternoon be blessed. In the evening be blessed. For the remaining part of the year be blessed. Enter next year with a blessing. In the name of Jesus, whatever your hand finds to do, I decree that it is blessed. May the Lord enlarge himself on your inside. May the Lord cause men to rise for you. May the Lord channel resources in your direction. May the Lord cause the lines to fall unto you in pleasant places. Bless you with wisdom. Bless you with favor. Bless you with protection. By all means, the power of dominion rests upon you now. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Hear me. I decree and I prophesy over you. Your capacity is enlarged 1,000 times. The wisdom, the inspiration,
that causes men to be productive. It rests upon you now. The favor that commands the allegiance of kings, let it mantle you now. The influence that causes men to be universally relevant, let it rest upon you now. From your rising to your going to bed, be blessed. From your going out and your coming in, be blessed. In the name of Jesus, death is removed from your habitation. Increase on every side.
Holy, holy, unto Jesus. We cry holy,
we cry holy, holy, holy,
unto Yeshua, Yahweh.
As your priest, I bless you with the blessings of God. Nothing can bring you down. All the days of your life triumph. All the days of your life be relevant. In the spirit be blessed. In the soul be blessed. In the body be blessed. In your circumstances be blessed. In your relationship be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ. So let it be written. So let it be established. Now hear this. As you go back, if you still have a father or a mother, go and provoke blessings. You know how you provoke the blessings of a father? Take a venison. Genesis 27, 3 to 4. Take thy bow and thy quiver. Go get for me a venison. I will eat and my soul will bless you. Get a venison and my soul will bless you. And my soul will bless you. Don't take the blessing for granted. Genesis 49 verse 1. Gather around me, you sons of Jacob. Come, you children of Israel. I will tell you the things that will befall you. That was when Judah became king. The scepter will not depart from Judah, neither the lawgiver from in between his feet, until Shiloh comes. Don't joke with the blessing. It is honored in the heavens. Play with it. Play with your destiny. You are in the kingdom, so learn the principles of the kingdom. Unless you have a herbalist or a sorcerer that powers you, if you are a Christian, this is what works in this kingdom. Lie to it. Nobody here will be small ever again. I plant into you the seed of greatness. I plant into you the seed of relevance. Be relevant in your generation in the name of Jesus. Even those of you going through crisis, I prophesy to you, Isaiah 60 verse 15. If they, although you are considered a waste place, no man went through you. I have made you an eternal excellency. The joy of many generations. I decree, become a joy of many generations.
Toria,
hear this. You will cross over. over to 2025. You will not die. You will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Nothing will stop you from entering next year. And hear this, you will not enter like you began this year. You enter with the strength of 1,000 men. You enter with the grace of a nation. By the Spirit, arise, shine. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. Dance, celebrate, give with gratitude as you thank Him. Because there's a way to catch this thing. You catch it by believing it. He said, whoever cometh to Him must believe that He is. He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. You receive it by aggressively insisting it is yours. See, what I'm saying here, many are listening. You catch it for yourself. I don't know what others are hearing. This is my word. They say, until the time that His word came. Your situation don't change until you catch it. So you believe it, then you receive it. This is my word. And then you act on it. The way you act on it is by thunderously catching it with an amen or a hallelujah or a shout. Whatever the Spirit does in you, respond. That's how you catch it. And then when you catch it, be conscious of it. It doesn't end in this service. As you walk away, you walk with it. Walk with it. Put it before your eyes. He said, if you behold the perfect law of liberty and continue, James 1:25. So you believe it, you receive it, you sustain the consciousness, then you are thankful. You give thanks for it. You give thanks for it. Believe the Lord your God, so you shall be established. Believe in His prophet, so shall ye prosper. The next thing, they started giving thanks. And then finally, express it as much as you can. If you say you are a city set upon the hill, begin to plan like a city. Begin to function like a city. If you say God is in you, begin to function like Him. Are you ready? Tonight, in another 3 minutes, let's give thanks. Let's give thanks. Are you ready? Give the Lord the show. Somebody scream.
For his mercy, thank the Lord for the things where he could set me up and get me comforting. Now, everybody, oh.
said, this is the month of consolidation. You will finish this month in a glorious way. You will finish this year even in a more glorious manner. Psalm 65 verse 11 said, project it now. It said, thou crownest the year with thy goodness. And it said, thy path with fatness. Your year will be crowned with his goodness. And your path will be littered with his fatness. Now lift those hands toward heaven. Let me invite quickly Dr. Bukola Williams, Apostle Lawa. Come up, Apostle Adekunle. Just speak a word. One word of blessing. Then call. This is one of the persons that blesses me the most. Every day she say, God bless you. Come and bless them. See my life. I'm telling you one of my secrets. This is a working formula.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Please hear this. Be sensitive. They were moved to come here. They were moved. They didn't know it was our last service. God told them to come because they have something to give us. Receive with faith and gladness.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. As we are praised, the season of increase is upon us. In the name of Jesus, everything that enters our hands multiplies.
Amen.
Nothing dies in our hands.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we are 1,000 times bigger, better, and greater than how we have ever been.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, he crowns up the year with his goodness, and our path from fatness. And so shall it be in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit. I hear wings. I hear wings. Receive the installation of wings.
Amen.
Begin to fly now.
Amen.
You will go fast.
Amen.
You will go far.
Amen.
You come into high places. And finally hear this. Where no one in your family has ever crossed. Where no one in your generation has ever crossed. By the reason of the unction that backs up this commission. And the covenant that overflows in this place. I decree and declare and prophesy that you cross those lines. Many 1,000 times you cross those lines. In the name of Jesus. And it is so. In Jesus' name.
Give the Lord a big hand.
Hallelujah. When Apostle told us that it is our month of consolidation, what the Lord said to me while Apostle was speaking is compounding effect. That what did not happen in January, February, March, that 1 month will be like 12 months put together. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Someone has said, it didn't happen yet. And the year is about to close. The Lord has kept the best for the last. I said, what couldn't happen in January was kept until now. What couldn't happen in February was kept until now. What couldn't happen in March was kept until now. And God is putting everything together and delivering it to you at once. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it will be overlapping, it will be compounding, it will be a cumulative effect. In the name of Jesus Christ, give the Lord a shout.
Glory to Jesus. What a grace in the house tonight. I declare over somebody, whatever it is that has stopped you before now, stops you no more.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I prophesy over someone tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus that Vashti is acting stupidly, that an Esther will ascend the throne in the name of the Lord Jesus. I speak over someone under the sound of my voice that like Joseph, you are a fruitful bough. Even a fruitful bough beside the well. We declare in the name of the Lord Jesus that your branches are running over the walls. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we speak over you in the name of the Lord Jesus that the spotlight of heaven has come upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are breaking forth on the left. You are breaking forth on the right. You are dispossessing the sins of the Gentiles. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare that you are meant for the top. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and you are rising beyond your imagination. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare God's favor upon you in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, you are running through troops and you are leaping over walls. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare over you in the name of Jesus, the smell of my son is like the smell of the field whom the Lord has blessed. The Lord gives you the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth, plenty corn and plenty wine. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare that reproach is over. He reproach has given way for the glory. In the name of Jesus, thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' glorious name we are praying.
You cannot even speak to your loved ones about the Lord who hears you in this season and beyond. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed today and forever. In Jesus' name we pray.
Give the Lord a big hand.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Father. Now, the Bible says, and the house kept growing by the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. When wars go forth like this, they make you. Not one word you have received tonight will fall to the ground. By these words, become bigger, become greater. In the name of the Lord Jesus. 2 months ago, I was ministering to a group of people in Europe. They are called ballers in God. The people who play Premier League, Spanish League, and all of that. And the word came, said, God will lift some of them from the bottom to the top. I already received testimonies. Apostle, I'm signing in the Premier League. Now, hear this. Wherever you were, by reason of this word, rise to the top. Rise to the top. In the name of Jesus. All our centers across the nation, the same grace, the same dimension. Pastor Kings is here. He's the one handling the work in Cameroon. I use him as a point of contact. Let this grace rest upon all of you. Become greater. Become better. Replicate what we do here. In the name of Jesus. And all our partners across the world, may God replenish you. He said, the Lord gave the word. He said, great was the company of them that published it. I decree, become great and mightier than you ever were. All you gave this year will be the least you will give next year. All you gave cumulatively this year, you will give once next year. Because your capacity is multiplied. Your faith is multiplied. In the name of Jesus. And your blessings will be eternal. Your righteousness endures forever. All the workers in every department, all the co-laborers, Paul said, you have become partakers of my grace. You are not just blessed. Become a partaker of this grace. Everything I enjoy as a person and everything we enjoy as a ministry, it is aggregated together and deposited in you. In the name of Jesus. Not one of you who serve here will be small. You will not be cut off. Yours shall be a testimony of an unending glory. So let it be written. As we go to return next year, you shall continually have encounters. Your fire will not go down. The wisdom on what to do in this season is released upon you. And those of you who are pastors of ministry serving here, let the grace multiply upon your work. So let it be written. So let it be established. In Jesus' precious name.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to, and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, and that He died for my sins. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I, therefore, confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, congratulations, you are now a member of the family of God. Kindly send us an email, prayer@EncounterJesusMinistriesInternational.org. You can also visit our website at www.EncounterJesusMinistriesInternational.org. God bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.